We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Utah's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 8:30 here on a Thursday morning, 77 degrees.
Police say that a New York City police officer on an anti-looting patrol was ambushed yesterday in Brooklyn by a man who walked up behind him and stabbed him in the neck. Police said, setting off a struggle in which the assailant was shot. Two other officers suffered gunshot injuries to their hands. That bloodshed all happened just before midnight, in the hours after an 8 p.m. curfew that was intended to quell days of unrest over the death of George Floyd in Minnesota. All three injured officers were expected to recover. The man who attacked them was shot multiple times and hospitalized in critical condition.
Late Wednesday night, the lawmakers in Topeka passed a coronavirus bill similar to the one vetoed last month by Governor Laura Kelly. Representative Jim Ward, a Wichita Democrat, attempted to add a Medicaid expansion to the bill, which failed. Another Democrat attempted to extend eviction and foreclosure relief. That also failed. The bill now heads to the Senate.
The latest numbers on the pandemic, health officials putting the number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Kansas at 10,170, with 222 deaths. Sedgwick County reports more than 600 cases with 21 deaths. The highest number of daily cases in Sedgwick County, 38, peaked 5 weeks ago.
Kansas senators have rejected Governor Laura Kelly's nominee to fill an open seat on the Kansas Court of Appeals. Many say they disapprove of Carl Folsom's work as a public defender, as well as his views on judicial powers and the Constitution. The governor says,
when you've got a man as qualified as this and as good a person as this, to let him become the collateral damage in your political games is absolutely wrong.
This is the second time the Senate has rejected Kelly's nominee. She will now select a new one.
Former President Obama urging local leaders to implement changes in police use of force policies.
Former President Obama addressed protesters demonstrating across the country in a virtual town hall hosted by his foundation.
And you should be able to learn and make mistakes and live a life of joy without having to worry about what's going to happen when you walk to the store or go for a jog.
The former president pointed to his administration's recommendations at police reform, urging mayors to implement change.
We know there are specific evidence-based reforms that, if we put in place today, would build trust, save lives, would not show an increase in crime.
Former President George W. Bush, in a statement, wrote to listen to the voices who are hurting and grieving. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
It's another first for the United States Air Force.
Captain Remeshe Nelson joined the Air Force Thunderbirds for the 2020 season as the first black female officer to do so.
I'm Captain Remeshe Nelson, and I've been selected as Thunderbird 12, the team's public affairs officer for season 2020 and 2021.
The Douglasville, Georgia native joined the team from her previous duty station as Chief of Public Affairs for the 8th Fighter Wing, stationed in the Republic of Korea.
It is an extreme honor to serve as Thunderbird 12. The chance to represent the 685,000 airmen who serve around the globe is an opportunity of a lifetime, and I'm looking forward to sharing their stories.
While the 2020 demonstration season has been put on hold as a result of the coronavirus pandemic, the team has been performing flyovers to honor healthcare workers on the front lines against the virus. This salute to service is brought to you by Jimmy's Family Diner, now open with safety guidelines, curbside and carryout still available. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military. Just search the menu on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
8:36 now, Steve and Ted, and let's take a look at the weather now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Mostly clear this morning across south-central Kansas. It will be sunny and hot again today with a high 97. Partly cloudy overnight, our low 72, and the heat returns again on Friday, our high 98. Mid to upper 90s for the weekend. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 77 degrees. We have an east wind at 9 miles per hour. 8:37, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Time for entertainment news. The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted?
And we'll take a look at singer Amy Grant. She goes under the knife.
Amy Grant is going in for heart surgery this week due to an ongoing condition. The singer's team posted the news on Facebook. With all that is going on in our world that needs our collective prayer, please also join us in praying for Amy this week as she has heart surgery to correct her PAPVR condition. The condition, known as partial anomalous pulmonary venous return, which according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, is a birth defect where some of the veins from the lungs don't connect to the left atrium like usual. Grant told fans back in February about her heart condition, which at 59, and because of family history, she decided to get checked. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Celebrities speak out after the death of George Floyd.
The Fox profile on celebrities reacting to the death of George Floyd. Some, like Beyonce, are posting to social media. Others are joining protests, including Tinashe, Jamie Foxx, Nick Cannon, Ariana Grande, and Halsey. There are celebrities offering to bail out protesters, which has received some criticism, noting violence and looting. Chrissy Teigen pledged $200,000 to bail out protesters. Justin Timberlake tweeted he's donating to the Minnesota Freedom Fund, which helps pay bail for those who otherwise can't afford it. He received some comments on social media criticizing the donation, including from Senator Ted Cruz. Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds donated $200,000 to the NAACP Legal Defense Fund. And Warner Brothers, tweeting they believe in the power of story, are making their civil rights drama Just Mercy free to stream across digital platforms throughout June. The company says they're offering the film as a resource to those who are interested in learning more about systemic racism. Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Twitter flags an actress's tweet comparing the president to Hitler.
Deborah Messing tweeting a meme showing a photo of President Trump holding up a Bible outside St. John's Cathedral, alongside an image of Adolf Hitler holding a Bible in a similar way, and the text, "This is not an accident." The actress captions, "A dog whistle to white nationalists and Nazis." Folks quick to point out the image of Hitler was doctored. The original shows him holding up a hand with nothing in it. Texas Senator Ted Cruz slamming the post, captioning, "Hollywood elites, anyone holding a Bible is Hitler. This is idiocy." Twitter tagging Messing's tweet for containing manipulated media. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Let's find out what's going on the small screen.
I'm Michelle Polino. Just Mercy, the film starring Jimmy Foxx about the work of civil rights attorney Brian Stevenson, played by Michael B. Jordan, has been made available for free on digital platforms during the month of June by Warner Brothers.
"You always taught me to fight for the people who need the help most."
The legal drama stars Jordan as Stevenson, who defends Walter McMillan, played by Foxx, in order to fight a wrongful murder conviction. The studio wrote on Twitter after multiple nights of protest that the film was offered up as a resource for those interested in systemic racism. Ruby Rose will be the last person to play Kate Kane, a.k.a. Batwoman. The new lead actress for Batwoman will be a new character entirely. Rose announced that she was leaving the popular CW series after just one season. The new character's name, Ryan Wilder. The casting notice reads, "She's likable, messy, a little goofy, and untamed. She's also nothing like Kate Kane, the woman who wore the bat suit before her." That's FoxTube on Fox News.
The nation's largest theater chain is in financial trouble. Let's get more from the Associated Press.
AMC says it may be curtains when it comes to its business model as the coronavirus crisis continues. The virus has shuttered theaters nationwide, but it's in the immediate future that the plot thickens. AMC and other chains are expected to reopen at the end of the month, but even that may not flip the script financially. For one thing, people may not be eager to flock back to the multiplex right away, and there may not be enough films to lure them. Hollywood has pushed back all its big summer movies and, in some cases, released them directly to the internet. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
By the way, speaking of theaters, It's a big night in Wichita, 80 years ago on this night, when the new Orpheum Theater marquee was lit for the first time at 9 p.m.
Wow.
And the Orpheum also had recently put in a modern air conditioning plant.
Wow.
So
the Orpheum.
The Orpheum was really hitting it hard 80 years ago. New air conditioning and the big, new, beautiful marquee on the outside there at First and Broadway.
You've had your name up there in lights, I know, right?
Yes, Ted? I have.
Wow.
That's
I'm envious of that.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, that was the Orpheum 80 years ago on this night. Speaking of, you know, concerts and venues, get ready for a drive-in concert.
Music fans will go to their first live concert since the beginning of the COVID-19 crisis. Texas Rangers are opening up their home stadium, Arlington's Globe Life Park, for Concert in Your Car this weekend. The Eli Young Band, Whiskey Myers, Pat Green, the Josh Abbott Band, and Kevin Fowler will take the stage throughout the weekend before lines of cars parked in Globe Life's Tundra Lot B. The series is designed to give fans the live show experience while maintaining social distancing, and the event's fact page stated it will eject fans who don't adhere to the rules. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And of course, that got me to thinking, of course, the Texas Rangers have a brand new stadium that no one's played in it yet.
They do?
Yeah.
What was the one at Arlington? That thing was only 20 years old.
Yeah,
huh?
That's done. They needed a place where they could play indoors.
They just
needed a place.
Oh.
Because once Houston put in a stadium where it had a roof and could be played indoors,
then Dallas had
to follow. Yeah.
You bet.
The Rangers have a new stadium. They haven't played in it yet, of course, because of the pandemic. And, of course, Wichita has a brand new AAA stadium. No one's played. I got to thinking, how many others are there out there with new stadiums?
Okay.
There's those two. And then there's three others. Huntsville, Alabama built a new downtown stadium for its AA team, and they haven't played there yet. And the two single A teams, Fredericksburg, Maryland, and Kannapolis, North Carolina, also have new stadiums that have yet to be used, just like Wichita.
Yeah.
So we're in the same place as four other cities around the nation that have new baseball stadiums that have yet to be used. And a couple of birthdays today. How about Michelle Phillips from the Mamas and the Papas? She is 76 today.
Mm.
She was 18 when she married John Phillips, and they co-founded what would become the Mamas and the Papas. Of course, she was married to John. She had an affair with Denny, so she was involved with both of the Papas at one point or another.
Both Papas. You know,
it caused some rifts among the foursome at times.
Yeah.
So happy birthday to Michelle Phillips. Boy, I love the Mamas and the Papas.
They were good.
Yeah, she's 76. And actor Bruce Dern is 84 today. Interesting guy.
Yeah.
Always usually played a villainous character, somewhat unstable perhaps.
Right.
Two-time Oscar nominee, two-time Golden Globe nominee. Of course, he was in a couple of Hitchcock movies. He was in Marnie.
Yeah.
He was also in Family Plot.
Mm-hmm.
He'd worked with everybody. He was in Hush, Hush, Sweet Charlotte, so he got to work with Betty Davis. He was in The War Wagon with John Wayne. He was in The Cowboys. He was in The Great Gatsby. Black Sunday. Remember, he was the terrorist in Black Sunday.
Right.
And Coming Home, another one that he got an Oscar nomination for. Bruce Dern is 84 today. That's Entertainment News in the Blur, brought to you by the folks at Napoleon Appliance Repair.
Local convenience store survives looting. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. Coming up, see the 10 in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.